Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. How are you on this lovely Wednesday? It's sunny at my house, so that's happiness. We did have a big dump of snow on the weekend, so sunshine is so much better. We could use a great big rain, though. That would be delightful, so the grass grows to feed my cows and my horses, but we'll see. We are almost done calving. Oh, my gosh, it's been so cute. And it's been very gentle, knock on wood, because, of course, I'm superstitious. Very happy with how our calving season has gone. Still waiting on my one Highland, though. Bless her little heart. She's just taking her sweet time. Mm-hmm. I need to stop feeding her barley treats because, well, you know, we don't want the calf to be too big. Every day I say to her, are you going to have a baby today? And she just ignores me and carries on her merry little way. Actually, she stands at my fence and moos at me, hoping I'll give her barley. And of course, I'm not sad about that. So yeah, how are you guys doing? You know, like I said in the description for this show, I've been doing lots of energy clearing, and I'm surprised. Wow, some of the stuff that I'm clearing, I just would not have thought it would be an issue, but it is. But we're in unprecedented times. Like, things are weird. It's easy to pick up other people's energy. It's easy to let it get in you or stuck to you, however you want to phrase it. And so I've been doing some deep, deep energy clearings, and it's satisfying, but so if you feel like you just can't shake some energy that you're feeling, like you just can't seem to get rid of them, you're doing, you know, all your usual to raise your vibration or to find joy, find happiness, but you just can't shake it, I know why. So I fully recommend contacting me and getting one of these deep, deep energy clearings. It's crazy. Like, some of the crap that's stuck, ugh, nasty, nasty, nasty. So it makes the warrior in me happy to be able to clear that for people. But wow, I'm surprised. I was surprised. Yeah, it's been keeping me busy, that's for sure, in between checking cows and all the usual stuff. But yeah, I also really, really like it because it makes such a huge difference. Now, of course, I did all these on myself first just to see how it feels, and wow, I am very impressed. And it's just not something I would have thought of. So thank you to my energy clearing collaborator for having the conversation with me, because I'd contacted her, because when things get, just like I tell all of you, do your own clearings, do everything, and when it gets to be too much, that's when you contact me. So when it got to be too much for me, because I was doing an energy clearing for something, and I just couldn't seem to get all the pieces, and so I know who to call and have her do a big energy clearing for me. And that's how this all came about. And I was like, wow. And then you get all these little ahas and you're like, holy hay crops. Makes so much sense. So, yeah, there's weird energies in our world, guys. So we need to find ways to navigate it. And I will always recommend energy clearing. I love it so much. It makes such a big difference. Such a big difference. With all the, you know, stuff happening, I energy clear our schools a lot. Our school, I shouldn't say schools. And I find it makes a huge difference. Huge difference. I'll contact some of the people I know that are involved there, and I'll have them check on the difference after just so I can have validation, since with all the COVID rules, we're not allowed in the schools to visit anymore. And, yeah, I'm really happy with the results I'm getting because we're all under such incredible uncertainty that, you know, builds up. At times it gets to be too much. And so if you, you know, think that maybe you're children's school could use an energy clearing, you can absolutely contact me to get that done. And yeah, it really, really works. So fun. Yeah, lots of heavy stuff that I've been clearing. And a part of it makes me sad that people are dealing with this, but then I get to help and it's effective, so that part is good. You know, we all want to feel valued. We all want to feel useful. We all want to feel like our life or our existence has meaning. That's just a human nature thing. It's not bad or good. And at the same time, as we navigate this crazy world, we tend to feel other people's energy or pick up energy from other people. And it's just how it is, and it's not good or bad, but it is, right? And so we need these tools to be able to shake it and give ourselves an energy reset. And so one thing that I had found was when I was clearing the schools is that the energy was contagious, and there was just like some stuck darker negative energy. Actually, goblins that showed up in the oracle card today is a great way to describe it. This goblin energy, that's what I've been clearing a lot of. And it just seemed like it was circulating. Like, I don't know how to put it into words exactly. Like, it was contagious, this negative energy, and so I cleared it all, and man, did it make a huge, huge shift. So interesting. So yeah, that's what I've been doing, and also spending time in the sun. So if you missed last week's guided imagery, I strongly urge you to go back and listen to it, because wow, it was using the power of sunshine and sunlight to do some energy clearing and healing. I may or may not have got a little sunburnt one day, and then it snowed the next day. Like, seriously? Like, you gotta love our weather. Hey, it's so interesting. Good times, good times. Yeah. Are you also finding, like, time is so weird? So, I am so behind on my ranch book work, so behind. I have all my psychic cowgirl books done. That's because they're easier, right? Less steps. Truly thought that I at least had a little bit done, but I opened up the program yesterday because I've been really busy with clients and, you know, calving, of course, and all the regular stuff that I do. And I find that I have to be in the zone to work on it, because then I can just zip through and get them done so fast. Which is good, but also not so good, because it enables me to procrastinate a lot. So I opened up the program yesterday. Huh. I had not done any. Whoops. Yeah. I mean, huh. I have a business and a farm, so my due dates for taxes are not the same. I don't have to have them done by the end of April. Thank goodness, because I seriously could have sworn that I had, you know, I thought I was done over half. And so I think it's this whole energy of this pandemic thing. Time is, like, weird. It's flexible. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we're all still stuck in March of last year when this all, like, got so crazy. I don't know. Anyways, I had a good laugh, and I got a whole bunch done yesterday because, well, pressure's on a little. But I totally, yeah, time, it's so weird. So weird. I find that my days are busy. I mean, I work a lot, which I love, so that's okay, but it's just, it's weird. Time is just weird. Yeah. I'm not totally surprised because I knew I was procrastinating. I messaged my accountant the other day to say, yeah, I'm not very reliable right now, but I will. I will get there. So, yeah, so crazy. I'm also working on a lot of stuff with my oldest, a lot of school stuff. And so I get where I'm spending my energy. But, yeah, I need to make some better choices. Just like I tell my teenagers, right? Make good choices. I was not. I mean, maybe. I was choosing to go ride my horse or check cows on my horse. Fully admit, donating hard. Yep. And now, well, here I am. Yep. Just like the time management lectures I give my children, I have to give myself one. Whoops. Yeah. Oh, well, I will get it done. We're going to, I guess, find out how well I work under pressure. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it'll rain. Maybe that's why, well, besides we need the moisture, but, you know, a good two-day rain, it will stop me from wanting to go outside so much. Yeah. Maybe I'll see if I can manifest that. That'd be good. Plus all the scary fires because it's so dry here. Yeah, so that's what's happening in my world. And so, I also, when I was doing these energy clearings, like the deep, deep ones, one of the other interesting things come up was how some of this stuck energy was allowing us to let others manipulate us. It was really, really fascinating. And so when I went down that road and really, really dug deep, so much made sense. And often we're manipulated and we don't even realize. Or if you find that you are doing things, maybe you're the one trying to manipulate someone else. And if you find that you just wish you could stop or wish that you would make better choices. Again, this deep energy clearing, it was interesting. Interesting. And it kind of is intensified with all the uncertainty that we're dealing with because we're looking for answers. We want our world to make sense, and it really doesn't right now. And because of that, we're kind of open, I guess, is a way to explain it, to taking on other energies that when we are confident and solid, we don't take on. It was interesting, to say the least. I ended up clearing a lot about manipulation so that you're not, I guess, falling for it is one way to describe it. But it's not quite that nefarious. It's just trying to look for answers and being led down paths that maybe is not healthy for you or not the most beneficial, right? And sometimes when we get in the energy of feeling that we have no choice, it's because we are being influenced by these crazy energies that need clearing. I'm trying to be not totally cryptic, but it's really hard for me to put into words the stuff that I've cleared lately. I'm going to call it all goblins. It's because it's like, it just wouldn't have occurred to me. Yeah, so crazy. And some of it is coming from past life oaths and vows, where maybe you had a past life where you got tangled up in some nefarious situations and you ended up pledging allegiance to something because you felt you had no choice. Like, there's just really some fascinating things coming up. It's so weird. But when I clear it, you feel so much lighter and you feel clearer. And you have a clarity about yourself and your life. It's so good, but so fascinating. Yeah. If you want to know more, please contact me. And because of all this goblin energy clearing I've been doing lately, that is why we're going to do a guided imagery to support you in moving in a positive direction. Because it's easy to feel hopelessness. But let's not. Let's keep hope. Because without it, we just spiral into what's the point, and that's not good. And we all know this. We all know mental health right now is something we need to be aware of, personally and with everybody in your circles. Because uncertainty is hard, and there's no break from it, right? It's always simmering in the background. And we need to really be aware of how it's affecting us. And try to shift out of that. I'm really interested to see what other ripple effects have from those deep energy clearings I've been doing lately. I'm excited for that, actually. That gives me hope. Hope for the world. Hope for all of us, because it's weird. I find myself reaching for rose quartz a lot and shungite to protect me from negative energies. I also found that when I did this big energy clearing on myself, I was having nightmares, but they weren't total nightmares. They were just uncomfortable dreams with some, like, ugh pieces, but they weren't, like, waking up scared or terrified nightmares. They were bumpy and weird and uncomfortable. Well, then I did a great big one on myself, and now, since then, my dreams are so much more pleasant. In fact, things so crazy happened. So one of the recurring dreams I have, I dreamt it again, but this time the dream wrapped itself up in a great big positive bow. Like, the recurring dream before, it was always the same place and the same thing, and I'm looking for something, I need to solve something, I need to finish something. Like, something's incomplete, and then the dream, like, it was like lucid dreaming, because I acknowledged all the other dreams in this latest one, and then it all got wrapped up and figured out. And I'm like, whoa. And I know energetically it's because of the great big deep energy clearing I did. It's like I was able to wrap up some unfinished business and release myself from some obligations that weren't beneficial for me. So crazy cool, right? So crazy cool. I need to get back to writing and blogging about these interesting things that I get to do, because it is so much fun. Like I've said, it speaks to the warrior in me to be able to clear negative energy and goblins from people so that you can move forward in a positive direction and find some more joy in your life. Yeah, I was totally fascinated. I'm going to have to do some energy experiments or really follow up on some people that I've done this deep energy clearing on to find out what other cool things happen. So fascinating. We're in such an energy connected world. That is why energy can become contagious, right? So interesting. Okay, I'm just going to glance at my meditation. I want to make sure, as you all know, I have enough time because I'm coming to the last 30 minutes mark. So what have you all been up to? Are you finding the days monotonous? Are you finding the days varied? How are you doing to try to keep your energy intact or getting through everything? Are you finding the world less crazy? Some days I do. Some days I don't. I find when there's like lots of stuff going on in the world, like lots of upheaval and upset energies and all of that, that all my animals are upset. So that goes back to we're also energetically connected, even if we don't think we are, which again is also fascinating, right? So the more, you know, support and kindness and love we can spread around should be better. Again, I'm actually holding right now a big chunk of rose quartz in my hand. I just feel like we need that extra support. A big chunk of amethyst would be awesome, too. I love amethyst. Okay. I'm just checking in to see if there's anything else that I needed to tell you all today before we start our guided meditation. So here's what I'm getting. You're being urged to really work on your self-awareness. Take time to process why you're doing what you're doing. What is your motivations? How can you do things differently if you feel like you need an energy shakeup? Who can you support differently? It really feels like there's transitions going on. Like, not like big, huge changes. That does not what it feels like. Like little transitions where thinking about something differently or paying attention to any signs and symbols that pop up and taking the time to ponder them or dig a little deeper to see what they mean is going to create shifts in your energy that's going to be beneficial for you. Ooh, that is interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. So energetically, it feels like opportunities for little shifts and transitions that are going to have big payoffs later. Huh. Cool right there. So, like I say in all the meditations, know what you know, feel what you feel, see what you see, hear what you hear, and make notice. Pay attention a little more. Feel things. If we don't feel our emotions, if we just try to tamp them down and bury them instead of processing through them, they will come back at us, won't they? Oh, there was a really great Facebook post from the tiny, tiny Buddha today that I was like thinking that I should have wrote down. You know how that goes. Squirrel. And it was something about keeping yourself way too busy and distracted so that you don't feel what you feel. and to, you know, take some time to stop doing that and taking the time to feel what you feel and process. And then you can move forward. And don't be hard on yourself. Again, that's easier said than done. Because when we realize that we are kind of a jerk about something, we get that ping, don't we? And we want to just stop feeling that uncomfortable feeling and tamp it down or ignore it or trying to just let it go away without thinking it through or processing it. Because if you process it, it will happen less. If you process it and take the time to understand why you're feeling what you're feeling, that's when you can create changes. Self-awareness, guys. Self-awareness. Self-awareness leads to self-mastery. And it doesn't mean that you float through life always doing everything perfectly. That's not who we are as humans. We're experiencing everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, the positive, the fun, the amazing, all of it. And that's what we're up to. We're just experiencing. Okay, so let's do this lovely guided imagery to get us in a positive direction. So maybe do a pendulum clearing on yourself to clear negative energies. Do something to shake off negative energies. And then come back to this guided imagery to get yourself going in a positive direction. Like, you can always come back. Just look for the show about taking on other people's energies so that we can stop. I mean, we have enough of our own to deal with. Why would we, why do we want to take on other people's, right? But we often just can't help it. Just how we roll. All right, give yourself a nice breath in. Let's begin to get comfortable now, allowing your eyes to close. Getting ready for allowing a few deep breaths. Just settling in for more comfort. And becoming calm. Taking a deep breath in. And holding it for just a moment or two. And now slowly exhale. And the normal, natural rhythm of breathing continues. Breathing gently. Breathing easily. Once again, take a second deep breath and hold it for a moment or two, and then slowly exhale. And then normal, natural rhythm of breathing occurs. And now, take a third big deep breath in. Hold it for a moment or two. And then, slowly exhale. And then, normal, natural rhythm of breathing. Calm and comfortable all around and all through. Just drifting now, allowing the mind to drift as I continue speaking to you. For now is the time for allowing the sense of just letting go. That it is all okay to let go now. For this is the letting go time. There is a time and a place and a space now for letting go. Calm and comfortable all through. In another few moments, I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 0. With each count, there's a sense of going deeper and deeper. Just drifting. The mind and body is comfortable. And calm. And at ease. Just drifting. Just floating like a cloud. Drifting and floating high above in the sky. Yet calmly secure in itself. Moving ever so slightly, with the air current so gently and calm and at ease. So that at 5, you're becoming even more comfortable. So aligned and smooth. Just drifting deeper and deeper now. Like a sailboat drifting out on the calm seas. Smoothly sailing along. The sea is calm and as quiet as can be. Like sailing out on a smooth as glass sea. feeling calm, feeling comfortable. And now at four, continuing to become even more comfortable and calm, drifting deeper and deeper. Your mind is clear, you're feeling calm, and you're letting go. Like being in the drifting of a daydream, where being here and being there become all slowed down into one place. And then, yet still noticing here and there and drifting. So now at three, wondering if it is at all possible to feel even more comfortable than already seems to be. Like someone all secure with the covers, all around ready perhaps for the night, and yet just staying kind of dreamy. And at two, now releasing even more and getting ready for deeper, deeper relaxation. Now at one, just a few more letting go thoughts to release. Like a beautiful bouquet of helium balloons drifting up and away. And now at zero, deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeply relaxed. Concentrating on the sound of my voice now, yet also concentrating on owning a new positive direction. Creating it and actually putting in the foundation, which is bringing about positive accomplishments of whatever is desired. Yes. And drifting deeper now. And even deeper. As the mind completely opens up now to positive thoughts and positive ideas. Positive attitudes, allowing the subconscious mind time to absorb, yes, to assimilate, and to integrate each positive thought, creating strong positive attitudes, yes, setting the intention within the inner mind. Establishing the positive direction and all that is needed is comfort. Yes. Just slowing down inside, all around, and all through. Comfortable? Remember, negative events of the past can no longer have an effect. These events are as they are. They are the past. They are over and done, gone. The best way to think about the past, yes, over, done, and gone. Over, done, gone. Moving into the future with the attitude of self-assurance. Liking yourself better and better each day. Good attitude about life, positive changes, and expecting the best. positive changes in the future. Liking yourself. Always liking yourself. More and more each day. Allowing the positive, recognizing the positive, the attitude, the self-assurance, liking yourself. Yes, liking yourself becomes more important now than ever before. Drifting down, the suggestions absorb in the deeper mind. They become a permanent part of your being. Liking yourself. Always liking yourself. More and more each day, liking yourself becomes even more important. And along with liking yourself is that lovely self-assurance, attitude, self-assurance, it's important. And realizing that it is a law of the mind, that two conflicting thoughts cannot coexist simultaneously. Being in charge of the mind, of those thoughts, giving yourself permission right here, right now, choosing positive thoughts. Yes, by choosing positive thoughts, now more in charge and in control, eliminating reaction, and choosing instead empowerment. That allows willpower to become stronger because of the positive direction. Heading in the positive direction, getting more defined now. Yes. Drifting down deeper and deeper. And taking these suggestions even deeper within. The attitude's positive, self-assured. The positives always overcome the negatives, and positive life, positive attitude, positive direction are more important now than ever before. Good attitudes and liking yourself each day and every day removes negatives. Negatives just filter out and are replaced with positives. Just breathing and comforting even more, knowing that all the negatives, all negative concepts, all negative beliefs are being neutralized by your mind. They're being dissolved and dissipated, eliminated, eradicated by the positive mind now and permanently replaced by this strong, positive direction. Just drifting. Going deeper, only taking positive thoughts and ideas deeper down. The filter that separates the minds is open, allowing only positive thoughts and attitudes to enter. Self-assurance, liking yourself, good attitude, always finding the positives. Dealing with the negatives and removing them. Positives. Drifting down, letting go, let the suggestions take hold. Let the suggestions in. Always blocking yourself to negatives. And when coming out, there is a strengthening of the filter that blocks the negatives. It's strong. It's solid. You can block that negative energy. Each and every day, less and less affected by any negatives. Because of being able to control the negatives, removing them by facing them, always replace them with positives. Yes. Liking yourself, self-assurance, finding your positive attributes. Enjoying them, enjoying yourself, new attitude, new sense of assurance, security, always positive more often, more of the time, imagining it in the positive direction now, you're going to be liking yourself more and more each day. Becoming positive about your future, positive about the direction, because it's now something within control. And liking yourself allows for taking it only in a positive direction. Becoming more important to yourself now more than ever before. Always finding more ways to feel more positive and more self-assured. And now, in a moment, I'm going to count you out from 0 to 5. And at 5, being wide awake, feeling good about yourself. Always remember, each day and every day, yes. It's a new day of your new life, a new you, a positive direction. Now at 0 to reinforce it all. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake, eyes open. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes awake, wide open. Say your first name out loud. Nice. What do you guys think? That felt very lovely. Liking yourself. Nice. Well, thank you all for listening. I'm going to sign off and go check all my babies. I'm going to send you all a big blessing and a hug for the rest of this week until we chat again. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit PsychicCowgirl.com. That's PsychicCowgirl.com.